This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Last to take a moment to relax. That's our greeting to each of you in Israel. To relax. That's our gratitude for once again being offered this opportunity to interact with each of you in your vibrational level. To have this opportunity to exchange and to indeed learn from each of you. It is an opportunity that we are very grateful for, that we, in terms of your belief in time and space, look forward to on a continual basis. Now, before we begin, once again, we would suggest there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what we refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that consciousness that you are. And once again, you will find that as a result of the energy that you have created in this space, in this afternoon, that once again, it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state and to be involved in that telepathic interaction or exchange of information. You've got to close your eyes and express the intent to do so. And it will, many times, the information that you receive in that exchange is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is the information we attempt to act, but through this rather limited use of vocabulary. So we would encourage you to become involved in that telepathic exchange and interaction. However, as always, once again, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you exist in an illusionary reality that is of both significant, the most illusionary reality that you will exist in any level of consciousness that you choose to be involved in or to participate. Becomes very difficult to grasp, particularly when you've gone to such an extent to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are and to understand the methods that you utilize in the correction of this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state in your day-to-day activities. Limitations that are, as long as you choose to participate in and be involved in this vibrational level, very strong, very difficult for you to put aside, particularly in your awakened consciousness state. It's a limitation to the understanding of the creation process that perpetuates all of your levels of consciousness, even in your so-called between incarnational states, but particularly in your awakened consciousness state. And as we've suggested before many times, the most difficult state of reality for you to perpetuate is this awakened consciousness state. The most illusionary is also the most difficult and requires the most energy for you to sustain and to become involved in. And yet, if you understand absolutely that to remain in this awakened consciousness state is not only difficult, but because of your beliefs and belief systems, impossible, you understand that at some time you will indeed enter into some type of an altered state of consciousness. whether that's in what you refer to as a dream state or a meditative state or the between incarnational state, nonetheless, when you entered into this vibrational level, it was with the understanding that you would exist within the limitations of that veil that you put in place, with the limitations of understanding your creation process, and agreeing to what we refer to as the human consciousness beliefs and belief systems, what you might refer to as your laws of physics, and in particular your belief in the passage of time and space, and the necessary illusionary evolutionary process that you go through to validate and to make this passage of time and space seem real. What becomes difficult to grasp as a consequence of that belief in time and space is the understanding that time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. You exist in the now. And even the existence within the now becomes difficult to give some type of a explanation through the use of a vocabulary, because it always refers to your belief in time and space. The utilization of your vocabulary for now is in reference for a particular point in a time span or period. You're referring to your past or your present, which you might call the now, and then to your future. But it all infers that there is indeed a passage of time. And yet, it's an illusion. It only exists in your vibrational level throughout your various levels of consciousness, but particularly in your awakened consciousness state, where it is very difficult to step aside. You can, in other levels of consciousness, experience glimpses of the occurrence, not only of what you're participating in and involved in creating the reality of this incarnational period, but indeed being involved in your altered states of consciousness and participate in other activities that you are creating and experiencing in other incarnational states. You exist in the now. You in this particular incarnational period have existed within the limitations of a very strong veil, if you wish. A very strong electromagnetic type of system that limited your capacity to understand who and what you truly are and the creation process. And as we have suggested, you have recently altered that particular energy that you utilize to create this reality, to the extent that it allows you to have an influence on your creation process from your awakened consciousness state, which has been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past or in your history. What many of you don't realize in your awakened consciousness state in this vibrational level, that in your so-called past, in your history, in other incarnational periods, you have the ability not only to understand to a certain extent and definitely to a greater extent than you do in this incarnational period the process that you utilize to create the reality. You chose to make the electromagnetic system, the veil, stronger. You chose as a human consciousness, as individuals all participating, to strengthen that veil and thereby limit your capacity to understand the creation process. You did it for a very simple reason, as we have suggested many times. It makes it more real, and as a result of making it seem more real, it intensifies the experience, and as a consequence intensifies the range of emotions and feelings that you can experience while you are in that limited capacity of understanding that you are in control of the creation process. While in other incarnational periods, that we will suggest was in your past, with the understanding that you really don't have a past. However, in your so-called past, particularly in what we have referred to as the Lemurian period, you understood to a certain degree, and to a much greater degree than you do in this incarnational period, the process that you utilized to correct your reality. You understood it to the extent that you realized most certainly that this reality was an illusion and that you could at will come and go. You could leave a particular incarnational period and you could return to the incarnational period. In this particular reality, in this illusionary reality that you're experiencing, the only way that you believe that you can leave this incarnational period is that you must alter your state of consciousness, you must die. And for some, the belief is that you will die and it ends there. For some, there is that belief that there is nothing beyond this reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. Such a simple statement, but it's critical to understanding the process that you utilize to create this reality. And so that if you're not competent of altering the reality because of human consciousness belief systems that are influencing your reality, nonetheless, it becomes more acceptable that it is a reality that you have agreed to participate in and to validate and to sustain and perpetuate the human consciousness belief system. In the other incarnational periods that we referred to in your so-called past, in your Lemurian period, you understood the illusion, and you could come and go if you wished, at will. Even in the so-called Atlantean periods, in which you began to strengthen the veil, in which you as a human consciousness began to strengthen the veil in order to once again strengthen the experience to make it more extreme and seemingly more out of your capacity to control. You, for many, still understood that it was to a certain extent your creation. And when you wanted to leave an incarnational period, it was not necessary to go through all of the elements that you go through in this incarnational period. But rather, one could simply, for many, simply go into an altered state of consciousness and through that altered state of consciousness extend it to what you would refer to as the between incarnational state. You have chosen as a human consciousness, however, to make that opportunity very difficult to achieve, very difficult for you to simply alter your consciousness and through a choice that you make in a conscious state to, without any type of assistance or difficulty, alter your consciousness through a meditative state, through that meditative state to a between incarnational state, and to have your so-called consciousness, this spark of consciousness that you are, terminate this incarnational period. It's not something that's impossible, but something which, as a result of your belief in this passage of time and space, and as a result of your making your veil, your electromagnetic type of energy so strong that it's difficult for you in your awakened consciousness state to simply step outside of those human consciousness belief systems and to act in a way that defies your so-called laws of gravity and your so-called laws of physics and all of the other human consciousness belief systems that you exist in. But nonetheless, it's an illusion. not insignificant, but an illusion. If you choose to believe once again that you are not in control, if you choose to believe that when you terminate this incarnational period, that that's the end of it, then when you enter into that between incarnational state, indeed, you will create a reality to validate the belief that that's it, that there's nothing there. However, in that particular state of consciousness, it's very difficult for you to not realize that you're in control. You still have in place some limitations in terms of your beliefs and belief systems. You are still existing within the limitations of your so-called veil or electromagnetic type of energy. However, it is not nearly as influential over the realities that you experience as it is in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And in that altered state of consciousness, if once again you believe that that's it, that this is the end of your so-called existence of any type, including your so-called spiritual or consciousness existence, then you will experience, to a certain extent, a validation of that type of reality. Similarly, if one has beliefs in other areas, such as beliefs in some type of an afterlife, then you will indeed experience that type of a reality when you terminate your existence in this vibrational level, when you enter into that altered state of consciousness that we refer to as the between incarnational state. However, in that state, once again, you are very close to being and existing and understanding that it is entirely your creation. And when you understand that, even to a limited extent, then it becomes difficult to perpetuate the illusionary reality that is based upon a belief system that you chose in your so-called awakened consciousness state, which may or may not be an accurate portrayal of who and what you truly are and of this creation process. For example, we will use once again that belief that your entire existence terminates when you end this incarnational period. You will experience some type of a reality that seems to validate that, but becomes quickly apparent that it's an illusion. It's an illusion that you create. Based upon the belief that you held in your so-called awakened consciousness state, and you quickly step through that, if you wish. You quickly begin to understand and get a glimpse of the capacity of who and what you truly are. Now, what's difficult in an explanation of any type is that to give it to you in a sense that you can grasp and to some extent understand and accept it is based upon your belief in time and space, which are illusionary, that don't really exist. The now is an encompass of all of the existences of all of the various levels of consciousness, which in your awakened consciousness state, once again, and particularly throughout the levels of consciousness in this vibrational level, you, through your own choice and through the limitations that you choose to put in place, have a difficulty grasping the understanding of the concept of the now. And so when we give an explanation, we're utilizing your belief in time and space to make it more acceptable. So when we suggest that you enter into that altered state of consciousness that refers to the between incarnational state, or when you die, in other words, we're using your belief in time and space throughout the discussion and throughout the explanation, simply so that it gives you the opportunity once again to get a better grasp based upon beliefs that you have difficulty of stepping outside of. So when you enter into that between incarnational state and you hold these various belief systems, and there are a multitude of them, each individual will experience a reality that validates the beliefs that you have chosen to put in place, but once again it becomes very difficult for you to sustain that illusionary reality when you begin to understand that it's an illusion. That indeed it is a reality you are experiencing based upon your beliefs and your belief systems. And you begin to grasp the true sense of who and what you truly are. At that point, you begin to grasp this concept that you are all that is. You begin to understand that you craft your reality. And you begin to understand as well that you cannot fail. The three truisms, if you wish, that you cannot alter. Everything else that you experience in this vibrational level and in any of the other vibrational levels throughout all of creation is an illusion and a validation of beliefs and belief systems that you choose to hold and put in place at some level of your consciousness. Even if it's a reality that you in your awakened consciousness state do not believe is a very desirable reality, the stock of consciousness that you are that creates that reality, that is all-knowing, if you wish, rejoices in the creation process and the validation of the beliefs and belief systems that you choose to put in place. Even if you choose as one of those belief systems to hold that understanding that you're not in control, if you choose to have realities that validate that you are absolutely not in control, the stock of consciousness that you are creates the reality to validate the belief system and then rejoices in the creation process without judgment as to whether it's right or wrong. Right or wrong, good or bad, is an awakened human consciousness concept. It does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. The level at which you create your reality is from a level of absolute unconditional love that does not judge. Judgment is awake human consciousness concept. You are a stock of consciousness that is absolute unconditional love. Yes, if you have the capacity to bring that into your awakened consciousness state. However, you have made it difficult to hold that experience. You have made it difficult to achieve that understanding. Because you see, you choose to believe that you're not in control. You put in place all types of beliefs and belief systems throughout your human consciousness belief systems and your societal belief systems and your personal belief systems that validate and sustain this veil, this electromagnetic type of energy that you agreed to participate in and to facilitate and to perpetuate in order to make this reality appear that it's beyond your control. And so to hold a belief that you're not in control is what you choose to enter into this vibrational level for in the first place. So it's not right or wrong. It's not something that you're going to be judged because you did this right thing and you did this wrong thing. You can have that if you wish. You see, it's an illusion. That's the important part. We're not suggesting for an instant that it's not an important illusion, that it doesn't have significance, but rather to understand that it's an illusion. And as an illusion, it's a validation of beliefs and belief systems. You not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire. That's the irony. When we suggest that you can alter your reality, and we suggest to you that there are certain methods and techniques so that you can choose whatever method or technique you like as long as you believe in it, it doesn't really matter. The method or technique is not important at all. It is absolutely irrelevant what the method or the technique is. What's important is your belief in the method or the technique. That's what's important. Because the reality you experience is an illusionary reality and a validation of beliefs and belief systems that you hold and that you choose to put in place. So if you choose to believe you're not in control, you can create the reality to validate it. Not only can you create the reality to validate it, it's why you entered into this vibrational level in the first place. In order to have that opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that you do indeed experience as a result of this illusionary reality that you create and that you're involved in from your day-to-day activities. It's really that simple. You can make it more difficult, absolutely, because you see, when you make it more difficult, then indeed it becomes more difficult for you to alter. Not only when you make it more difficult does it become more difficult for you to alter, but it becomes more real. And the range of emotions and feelings becomes more intense. And that's why you're here. And so it makes perfect sense that you have these tendencies to make it more difficult. You go to great extremes to make it more difficult because it intensifies that emotions and feelings that you are initially here to experience in the first place. And so, once again, the method of the technique is not really all that important. It's your belief in the method of the technique that you utilize to correct this reality. And for many, that methods and techniques can become very, very complicated and difficult indeed, absolutely, one piling on top of the other and each influencing each other, and different beliefs that are held in what we refer to as belief systems that make it difficult for you to determine how do I create this reality. It's a combination of beliefs that form belief systems, the human consciousness belief systems and the societal beliefs and your individual beliefs all interacting with each other to result in the reality that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. And the more in your awakened consciousness state and in other levels of consciousness that you look for ways and for to allow other methods or techniques or to allow others to influence your reality, the more complicated it becomes. And the more real it becomes, and then the more intense the range of emotions and feelings and the shock of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation process of this illusion every reality with all of these mixed in beliefs and belief systems that seem so complicated. And yet from that shock of consciousness that you are, it's not only creating this incarnational period, but involved in the now is creating all of the other incarnational periods that you are experiencing simultaneously, if you want, in the now, and doing it without any type of effort at all. Involved in literally billions of different activities throughout various levels of your consciousness, and it does it without any effort or difficulty at all. While you in your awakened consciousness state, for many, have difficulty being involved in one activity, let alone a multitude of activities at one time. You are so much more than what you perceive in your awakened consciousness state. The reality you experience in your awakened consciousness state is an illusionary reality. It doesn't mean that it's not significant. It doesn't mean that it's not a reality that's difficult for you to alter. It doesn't mean that you should just brush it aside as being unimportant because it's an illusion. Absolutely not. By an illusion, we're suggesting that it's your creation validating beliefs and belief systems that you hold and that you put in place throughout various levels of your consciousness. And to a certain extent can be altered, particularly in your so-called individual belief systems, from a state of consciousness in a manner that's quite available to each of you in your so-called new age and new energy, and yet still retains with it the difficulty of altering what you refer to as your human consciousness belief systems, what we would call the laws of physics, your belief in time and space, your belief that it's necessary for you to consume certain elements in order to perpetuate your physical existence in this illusionary reality. All of those things are very difficult for you to step outside of. Very difficult. Some of the human consciousness belief systems you have agreed to participate in at a very deep level of your consciousness. That's what we refer to as the between incarnational state, when you entered into this vibrational level in the first place. However, these individual belief systems are within your capacity to alter. Some of them still with difficulty, but nonetheless much easier than your so-called human consciousness belief systems. It's a combination of all of those beliefs and belief systems that results in the reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities. And it is very difficult to simply brush that aside. Very difficult. And to remain in a so-called conscious state in an incarnational period. We've suggested that if you were to, in your awakened consciousness stage, get a full understanding of who and what you truly are, if you were in your awakened consciousness stage able to attempt to comprehend all of the activities that that spark of consciousness that you are is involved in, if you were in your awakened consciousness stage had the full understanding that you were in absolute control and that you were all that is, this illusion would, in all intents and purposes, disappear. If you were to attempt to remain in your so-called awakened consciousness state, you would most definitely be in a state that what the so-called normal individual would refer to as very intense insanity. It would make absolutely no sense to you at all. You would leave this vibrational level for all intents and purposes. You choose to put in place the limitations. You choose to be involved in that type of reality. And when you once again enter into this between incarnational state, it becomes more difficult for you to sustain this belief that you're absolutely not in control. You begin to grasp the concept that what you believe suddenly appears, and it doesn't seem any more illusionary than the reality that you're experiencing in this conscious state. You begin to understand that concept that you can put in place and you can interact with other entities to create the realities that you desire, that you can put in place certain beliefs and belief systems that you hold in various incarnational periods that allow you to have experiences, because you choose to have those experiences, because you choose to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that surround those particular experiences. One of the things that you have difficulty understanding in your awakened consciousness state is that that intense range of emotions and feelings can be entirely different from one entity to another entity, what you experience, although you indeed use terms to give it some type of an explanation or a description to the type of emotion or feeling that you are experiencing. Many times, that terminology, that expression, does not indeed accurately reflect what the other experiences when they use that same terminology to express their feelings that they are experiencing. For example, you can express a feeling of anger, and each of you is quite understanding and quite familiar with what it is to experience what you believe to be anger, what the emotion and the feeling is that you experience when you are in what you would define as a state of anger. You have no idea if the entity that you are describing that sense of emotional feeling that you describe as anger has exactly the same emotion and feeling when they experience what they describe as anger. It's an emotion and feeling that you can attempt to express or to title or to give them some type of an explanation to or to give some type of a description to. But you don't know if what you're experiencing when you experience that emotion and that feeling of anger is what another entity is experiencing when they suggest that they are having a similar feelings of anger, the similar emotions. You really don't know if they're the same. When two entities express the feeling of what it is to experience loving one another, you really don't know if it's the same from one entity to another. And so we have suggested that love, for example, which can be a very important emotion and feeling for you to experience in your so-called awakened consciousness stage to assist you in your conscious creation process, because it allows you to have the expectation to bring into your reality that which you're utilizing through your imagination and your desires. The expectation is all important, and if you want to have the expectation, then liking who you are and loving yourself consciously can have a great impact on the success, because you begin to believe that you are indeed someone who deserves to experience that reality. You begin to believe and to have the expectation that you can create it, because you like who you are, because you love yourself consciously. And so that's an emotion and feeling that many individuals would give very different responses to, depending upon many times the influence that they've experienced in this so-called incarnational period in your awakened consciousness state. Because you choose to put aside, once again, the understanding of who and what you truly are. And you choose to enter into a vibrational level, into an incarnational period, for the purposes of having the opportunities to experience certain activities, certain realities that allow you to experience the immense range of emotions and feelings that surround those activities and those experiences. And those experiences influence in your awakened consciousness state what it is that you believe and that you would describe love as being, for example. And so entities brought up in different situations, in different environments, that they choose to be involved in. It's important to understand that this is not something that you're subjected to by chance, but rather you choose for the opportunity to be involved in those experiences. And as a result, you many times develop this concept of what you think love is and what another is experiencing when they express that emotion to you, that they are in love or that they love something or love someone. And it can be very different, once again, from one entity to the other. And so, in order for you to understand what true love is, you need to understand that it is indeed a state of being and a state of doing. It's more than just to feel that you are in love. You must be prepared to do the things that allow yourself to experience the feelings that are what you refer to as false positive feelings, that are the definition of the feeling of being in love. You do things that allow you to experience certain feelings, the feelings of security, the feelings of joy, the feelings of knowing, the feelings of intimacy, the feelings of allowing yourself to be who you are and to be accepted for who you are. And once again, we've suggested that if you don't like who you are, then you can take the necessary steps to alter that as well. And so, understanding that other entities experience certain feelings and emotions, and they are not necessarily the same feelings and emotions that you experience when you utilize an expression or a description of what you believe is the same feeling or emotion, such as, once again, that example we used of anger, or an experience of being in love with someone or something or with yourself. Emotions and feelings are what you entered into this vibrational level for the opportunity to experience the intensity based upon the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. When you leave this reality, when you enter into that between incarnational state once again, you are at a level where you begin to understand that the reality that you're experiencing is simply validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And you begin to understand as well that there is no judgment as to whether it's right or wrong from that spark of consciousness that you are, from that creator that you are, which simply gives to you that which you desire without exception, gives to you and validates what it is that you desire to experience, even though in your awakened consciousness state you may not believe or you may have difficulty in accepting that you're responsible for your reality. But once again, it's a combination of beliefs and belief systems that results in the reality that you experience. And so in your altered state of consciousness, once again, in that between incarnational state, it becomes much more difficult for you to not accept the responsibility for the reality that you're experiencing, and to begin to grasp the concept that you are not only the creator, but you are all that is, that you are creating from a position of absolute unconditional love. And it's at that level, if you wish to utilize your belief once again in time and space, that you choose to either perpetuate this vibrational level, to perpetuate your existence in the incarnational periods, or you choose to leave this vibrational level to experience other realities and creation processes. You can, if you wish, hold the belief that you're here because you must learn. You can, if you wish, believe that you are here, and that if you can somehow become more enlightened, that you will have a better experience. You can have all those beliefs. It's not right or wrong. It's your choice. You can make it as simple or as difficult as you wish. It's absolutely your choice. If you wish to believe that it's lessons that must be learned, and you continuously go through certain difficulties, or indeed through certain realities that you find not so difficult, in an attempt to learn these self-imposed lessons, that's your choice. It's not right or wrong. And once again, the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether or not it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire. Gives to you that which you truly desire, based upon the beliefs and belief systems that you hold. It becomes a difficult concept to grasp for many, particularly when you're involved in a reality that you wish you could change, a less than desirable reality. An individual who is involved in some type of poverty is involved in a difficulty in obtaining abundance, and can have difficulty in accepting the reality that this lack of abundance validates belief and belief systems that they hold. And they would suggest that such a concept is ludicrous. How could one ever wish to be involved in poverty? But it's not that necessarily that you wish to be involved in poverty, but you don't hold the belief that you can be out of poverty. Or you don't hold the expectation because you don't like who you are. You don't love yourself consciously. And all of those things combine. And it can be an influence from choices that you make to be involved in certain societal beliefs and in certain areas based upon your so-called human consciousness belief systems, where you choose to be involved in situations that bring you the opportunity to have that experience. And it could be choices that you make in your so-called between incarnational state, which are very difficult for you many times to alter in your awakened consciousness state. It's like your belief in the passage of time, that you go through a particular incarnational period. You are born, you progress through your adolescence, you go through your adulthood and into your so-called old ages, years, and then you pass away. And then if you believe in reincarnation, you start all over again. You come back into a different body and you begin the whole process over and over. And for many, they believe that going through that process is indeed a process of necessary in order to learn certain lessons that they have chosen to put in place. They have chosen to put in place, not some other entity, not some other type of belief or belief system that's being imposed upon them, but rather that they chose to put in place. And so you go through these seemingly progressions in these incarnational periods, and for some there's the belief that as you go through the incarnational periods you become more advanced and you become more aware of who you are. And if you wish to believe that, it's fine, absolutely. If you go through those various incarnational periods because you choose to, you were through the various incarnational periods because you wished to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are only available to you in this vibrational level when you exist in your awakened consciousness state under the limitations that you put in place. That's the bottom line. You can add in all of the other difficulties, you can add in all of the other concepts, you can add in all of the other beliefs and belief systems that you wish. But we would challenge anyone to look at any activity that you're involved in and bracket down. Keep on going farther and farther. Why do you do this? Why do I do this? Because I wish to attain a certain type of abundance. Well, what do you wish to attain the abundance for? Because I wish to do this. Why do you want to do that? Because I want to become involved in some other type of experience. Why do you want to do that? If you continue to follow the line back, you will come down to the reality that you do it because you wish to experience certain ranges of emotions and feelings that surround the activity that you desire to be involved in. It's why you exist in this reality. It's really that simple. You're not put here because you have to learn some lessons, unless, of course, you wish to hold that as a reality, because it can once again create a whole scenario of individual interactions that can intensify once again that range of emotions and feelings that you experience. So it's not right or wrong. You can have that. Absolutely. Not only can, but do. But it's important to understand that it's your choice. That you are the creator of that reality. That you are all it is, and that you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion, and all the rest is your creation. Validating beliefs and belief systems that you hold and is all within your capacity to alter. When you are in that between incarnational state, you choose many times certain beliefs and belief systems that you put in place and you bring into an incarnational period in your genetic makeup and in the DNA that you hold and you throughout the incarnational period make choices and decisions. You hold various beliefs that influence the energy that surrounds that DNA, and you either activate or deactivate certain areas of that DNA that hold the beliefs for the opportunity to experience the feelings and emotions. And as a result of the alteration of that energy, you take what was once simply a possibility and you turn it into a probability experience in this incarnational period, or conversely, you take what is a probability and you turn it back into simply a possibility by altering the energy that surrounds the DNA. The scientists are beginning to discover that the attitudes that you hold, that the thoughts and feelings that you hold can have a direct influence on the energy that makes up your physical being. And they will discover as well that by altering the energy that surrounds the DNA, they can actually alter the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. There is the key to creating the reality that you desire based upon the physical elements that you experience in any incarnational period. You create the reality. It's an illusionary reality. It is within your capacity to alter. Not only can you alter it, but you do on a continual basis. That's the irony. What we're suggesting is within your capacity for you to achieve, you do on a daily basis. You create your reality. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is an illusion. The rest is simply something that you put in place to validate beliefs and belief systems that you choose to hold. you are all that is. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Now, if you wish, we would rack for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be more than willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you, we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And if you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to exchange with each of you. And so we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.